Hello, it's Peter Wright and Kathleen Beauvais with the weekly wrap-up for The Yakking Show. And we're talking about the week that's ending the 29th of March, 2024. Our days are getting longer. We've got sunshine, we've had rain, and spring is in the air, thank goodness. So first, let's welcome co-host Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Peter. Thanks.
Good. Do you want to go straight into your feline fact for our cat-loving audience?
All right. Our feline fact of the day is, as a commentary on the laxity of accreditation in fields such as hypnosis and psychotherapy, Dr. Steve Eichel credited his cat in a scientific paper under the name of Zoe DeCatzi, PhD. Anyway, cute tidbit.
I wonder if he shared any royalties from his book with it. Be interesting, wouldn't it?
Extra treats.
Yeah. So let's go. What's happened this week? Well, on Tuesday, we published an episode and our guest was Yana Barrett, all the way from New Zealand. And she specializes in helping women over 50 improve their mobility, flexibility, and general fitness through exercise. And her speciality is exercising with a steel mace. And on her website, there's a video of her exercising on the beach in New Zealand with mountains behind her. It looks absolutely lovely. Mm-hmm. She looks quite formidable when she's wielding that mace. And I think she's got no worries about any men attacking her with that thing because she looks like a ferocious warrior. But all jokes aside, there's a reason for using the mace because it's not symmetrical like dumbbells, and it really gives the body a good workout, mm-hmm. and it instills confidence, and it makes women feel much better about themselves. So it's a really good video. She has a lot of interesting things to talk about on exercise. What did you think of her with her mace?
Yeah, I'm glad we met her. I'm really glad we met her because, yeah, she it's not as intimidating as it sounds.
Really. No.
And it doesn't have to be a mace. It doesn't have to be that. So, and she gets into that. So it's really about another way of exercising that uses a lot of muscles that common exercises that we do today just don't use. So yeah, kudos to her.
Oh, absolutely. Very good. Then on Thursday, we published Success Secrets number 3. So that's the third part of our Success Secrets series with another 20 guests that we've had, business guests over the last couple of years. And we asked them one question, and that was, in your opinion, your experience, is there one single characteristic, mindset, or habit that sets successful people apart from those that remain average? And they give their answers. And as we said before, it's a narrow band of answers, all in the soft skills, and some very interesting answers in this particular one. So the video and audio are up. What we've done this time around, the audio, we've put in a voiceover to tell you which guest's coming up, because obviously on audio, you can't see the captions. So that makes it a little easier for you to identify the guest. All their contact details are in the descriptions on both audio and video. Kathleen, got any comments on Success Secrets?
Well, as you said, Peter, you know, when we think of, when we ask people what their success secret is, as you said, it was always soft skills, and no one has ever mentioned formal education. So, yeah, it's, and then there's a lot of overlaps in what people think is attributed to their success, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of different answers as well that might surprise
you. Yeah. It's really interesting. Yeah. So who's coming up next week? Next week we have Kat Newton on Tuesday, and she specializes in conflict resolution and conflict management, and she helps people, individuals and organizations, handle conflict in the workplace and in their personal lives a lot better. And she goes into the reasons why we should look at better conflict management, what it costs. She gives some fascinating statistics of what it costs the industrialized world and the commercial world. Not only in monetary cost, but in personal cost, in stress and effects on health. So she's really good. That's a good one. If you're part of an organization and you sense you have conflict, have a look at that episode. You'll definitely learn something. And then on Thursday next week, we'll be publishing another in our premium, of our formerly premium episodes. This one is with Dr. Michael Solomon, who has written a book, a very good book, but he's a specialist in consumer behavior, and his topic is why consumers buy. Again, very, very interesting episode. It's a long one. It's about an hour. It was a premium one, now released for a whole audience. So if you want to find out more reasons why consumers buy, have a look at that one. And that's really it from me. So back to you for the health tip, Kathleen.
Well, today, Peter, I would like to chat a little bit about something that I read about recently, and that is that there's a compound found in cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli and cauliflower that could help dissolve blood clots and prevent stroke. So there's a study that was published in the journal ACS Central Science, which shows results from a 3-year investigation into how natural compound found in broccoli can help dissolve blood clots and improve the action of common clot-busting drugs used to treat an acute ischemic stroke. There are two types of strokes, by the way. There's an ischemic and a hemorrhagic. An ischemic stroke occurs when a blood vessel in the brain is obstructed by a clot, while a hemorrhagic vessel, or a hemorrhagic stroke rather, results when a weakened vessel in the brain ruptures and causes bleeding inside the brain. According to the American Heart Association, ischemic strokes account for 87% of all strokes. Cruciferous vegetables produce a sulforaphane as a protective mechanism against insects and other types of destruction. So, for instance, an intact piece of broccoli doesn't contain sulforaphane. It isn't until it's chopped or chewed that it undergoes a chemical reaction that produces sulforaphane. And sulforaphane's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties are designed to protect the plant. But when ingested by humans, studies have shown or have found that sulforaphane has numerous anti-cancer and health protective qualities. Not only is the broccoli compound effective in improving the performance of clot-busting medication after a stroke, it could be used as a preventative agent for patients who are at a high risk of stroke. So the bottom line is, Peter, eat your broccoli.
Yeah, that's what my mother used to tell me. But in fact, she didn't. She was more keen on cauliflower and cabbage than broccoli. But I do eat broccoli, and I do believe that it is helpful. And I certainly don't want to have a stroke, so I'll keep eating my broccoli,
There you
Kathleen.
go. There you
So
go.
while I'm talking, to reminder to our audience, we've talking about the interesting guests we've had. We've got a lot of really interesting guests coming up. We interviewed a wonderful lady yesterday, and another one last week, and wasn't she special? Pat, I give the
She
game away,
really
Pat
was.
yesterday. And we have a long list of interesting guests coming up. So to make sure you don't miss them, hop onto our website, yakingshow.com, hit the purple button at the top or the bottom of the homepage, and sign up for our newsletter. We only send you one email a week. We just tell you who's on this week and who's coming next week, give you a health tip. That's it. So that's it for me. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Easter weekend, everybody. And back to you, Kathleen.
Well, thanks, Peter, and thank you all again for tuning in. And if you are an expert in anything to do with holistic health, we want to hear from you. All you need to do is visit us at theyakingshow.com. All you need to do is click on the Contacts tab where you'll find a short application form. So until next week, take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.